The sonnet is a short 14-line poem that consists of three quatrains. A quatrain is four lines, and a couplet, or two lines. Our greatest poet, William Shakespeare, wrote 154 sonnets, and we bring you today two of those marvelous poems. Sonnet number 18. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometimes too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his cold gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometimes declines by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe and eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
Here is a favorite of mine, although it was written as if it were from a man's point of view, but it certainly expresses feelings that men and women have, and it is number 29. Oh, but it also has a couple words that aren't words that we usually use, and one of them is bootless, which pretty much means that it's what?
Ineffective
or something like that. Sonnet number 29. When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy contented least, yet in these thoughts myself almost despising. Haply, I think on thee, and then my state, like to the lark at break of day arising from sullen earth, sings hymns at heaven's gate. For thy sweet love remembered such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings.